Today's verse is Micah 6:8. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6:8 is the most famous verse of the book of Micah. In August, we read through the book of Micah for our devotionals, and it was great when we finally reached this verse, which is towards the end of the book. Because these three phrases in Micah 6:8 encapsulate so well what God desires of his people. All the themes throughout the book culminated in this one verse. So let's look at these three phrases. First, do justice. Throughout Micah, God has called out many instances of injustice for the Israelites. He's called out the greedy landowners who want more than they need and seize the land of those who cannot defend themselves. He's also called out those in power who drive out women and young children from their houses. Also, the rulers take bribes, to name a few of the injustices. However, God is not blind to these. He hears the cry of the poor and the weak, and he desires his people to do what is right. As we are leading up to Easter, reflecting on the cross, Jesus did justice by enduring the punishment that was meant for us. He suffered the ultimate injustice to make right all the wrongs we could not make right. The second phrase is love kindness. Kindness here can also be worded as steadfast love. As God has been so faithful to the people in showing this kindness and steadfast love, his people are to do likewise to others. It overlaps a lot with doing justice. After all, treating people unjustly is not kind at all. But it also shows the heart is beyond not hurting one's neighbor. This is like how shalom is not just the absence of wrong or conflict, but it's peace as God intends it to be. In a similar way, loving kindness means not only treating one's neighbor fairly, but loving him or her. For me, the Good Samaritan parable that Jesus told comes to mind. How the Samaritan went above and beyond what was necessary to help his injured neighbor. In that parallel, Jesus speaks to the love that we are called to show our neighbors. The love that goes the extra mile and reflects God's love for them. And the third phrase is, walk humbly with your God. Again, we've seen several examples of how the Israelites were failing to do this. A huge problem in Micah that I didn't mention so far was idol worship, worshiping the creation of their own hands, basically walking as if God does not exist. Another problem that Micah has condemned is the false prophets who make up their own prophecies and who presume that nothing bad can happen to Israel. But God wants his people to put him as the first and foremost in their lives, to adjust our lives to him as it should be. Pastor Barry shared this quote from Tim Keller this past Sunday. Sin is servants putting themselves in the place of the king. Therefore, salvation is the king putting himself in the place of the servant. Jesus gives us a second chance to walk humbly with God. These three instructions, to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God, all go hand in hand. Since without a relationship with God, our ideas of justice and kindness fall way short and get warped into living for self in the end. Especially in this time where many are longing for justice, we have to remember that the justice we're all longing for comes from living under God's kingship. And of course, we cannot walk humbly with God without keeping his commands, which include doing justice and loving kindness. Today, our takeaway is very simple as we look at this verse, because these three instructions are the same for us today. Jesus said the two most important commandments are loving God and loving our neighbor. And that's basically the same idea as what we see here in Micah 6:8. So let's do our best to reflect on what these look like in our lives and be intentional about obeying how God is leading us. Let's look to Jesus, who is our ultimate example of living these out and who made a way for all this to be possible for us. Let's humbly go before the Lord and strive for what he really desires. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this verse, and Lord, we thank you for the ultimate example of Jesus, who showed us what it means to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. And Lord, I pray that we would not take these instructions lightly, but just in all of these instructions, we would strive to grow in our obedience to your words. Lord, as our world is longing for justice, Lord, help us to be people who show what justice is by showing our love for you and showing your love to others through our actions and our words. Lord, we give you our hearts, pray that you would just continue to grow us in our love for you and for our neighbors. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.